One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey guys, today's podcast is brought to you by Lousy Weather Media, the Basement Comedy Show, featuring Tom Nelson, Eric Brewer, Chad Weaver, Lindsay Brigadier, special acoustic sets by Stiletto and Bobby Camparda. It's Sunday, October 5th. Doors are at 7:30. Show starts at 8 p.m. You can also listen to it on lwmradio.com. Enjoy the show.
Yeah. I sound like, what is it called?
Stuffy-nosed.
That's what it is. Stroggly.
Stroggly.
That's my word for it. I feel stroggly.
I feel like you made that up.
What, stroggly?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's the Mossy Leather Meepy Blah Main Show. I'm Sean Ast.
Ball Wolf.
Bob Camparda.
And then we got Entity of Extinction here today. Nick, yeah. Nick and Nick. We got double yeah. Nick. It's like Nick squared.
Nick with the K, Nick with the CK.
And then, what was I going to say? Stroggly?
Yep.
My nose is stroggly, man.
Stroggly.
I did not make that word.
Never heard that word before in my life.
It's new.
Yeah, now it is. So you made it up.
It's the description of how I feel.
Scroggly.
What episode is it?
51.
God, we're that far up.
Yeah, it's almost a year, brother.
Almost a year. Anyway, so how's the Entity of Extinction doing today?
Not bad.
Not bad. So did you hear? Dude, I just like I've been on cloud nine all day because this morning I found out there was a three boobed woman that existed.
Wait, that makes you on cloud nine?
Did you guys see this? Yeah,
yeah, I saw this.
So this woman's running around with three boobs.
Yep.
And Bobby told me the whole story.
She's got a little boob, though. That's what I think is weird.
Jasmine, she didn't get tri-tit.
Yep. Tri-devil.
Tri-devil, not tri-tit. She hasn't changed it to tri-tit yet.
It's he was tri-devil. Over here Googling, like, Jasmine tri-titties. So but Bobby was telling me this woman went to, like, 50 doctors.
Yeah. And they're all like, no. We're not going to give you tri-tit.
Man, she's, like, got these videos online now of her dancing to Radiohead. Yep. My girlfriend was informing me.
I know,
me.
Freak.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, creep. God. No, yeah, creep, my bad.
freak.
No, I watched that video, too, and, like, yeah, I was like, boom, ding, ding. I was like, no way she's
got the You're creep. Watching this girl twisting around and shaking.
But not showing any nips, in which she, I guess she had, they placed the nipple on the third boob and then tattooed an areola around it.
Tattooed it, yeah.
Tattooed. Find the nipple.
Huh?
Do they have a drawer? Like spare nipples?
I'm not sure how they make nipple skin.
They may have grafted it from something else.
From another piece of skin. I don't know how they made it pink, but she got it tattooed like a areola around the third.
So anyway, you
do you think she can tell fortunes now?
I wish, but here's
be a mall rat she could.
Here's the big deal.
Could be gum.
Right? Breaking fucking news, right?
She doesn't have three tits.
TMZ. Three boob woman, a fraud.
Oh, man. I knew that little tit was fake.
And they got fucking proof, right? It looked like a fucking titty.
But it looked like a little titty. I didn't understand that. I was like, why would she get this? Yeah, she got like a tie titty.
No, I mean, it looked normal.
It looked like a dress tie.
You don't think those three boobs look the same size?
Not at all.
I didn't.
Yeah, she has like a pear in the middle. Mm-hmm. Full of skin.
She's got a little pear, a little water balloon.
Skin full of a pear.
A skin full of a pear.
Yeah, it does look like a little water balloon. Yeah, she twisted it up, put a little nipple on it, tattooed it.
She's been making around.
I got three boobies. Give me a reality show.
She's saying that's what she wanted was a reality show.
A dumb bitch.
She wanted to unattract men. She was a freak. So anyway,
would you call her the ultimate feminist?
Who, this woman?
Yeah.
No.
She wanted to unattract men.
She's a fake. Now we're finding out.
Yeah, fraud.
She wanted to unattract men. She shouldn't have got three tits.
I know.
Yeah,
I
she's
know.
Doing great by herself.
I know.
She's like, how about we add a third boob? They're like, I mean, if you think that'll help, whatever.
The article I read this morning was like, men seem to be turned on by the total recallness of her
She
boobs.
Rips it off on air.
So, they... TMZ, right, found this woman's report at an airport,
yeah,
right? She her bag got stolen. She claimed baggage theft at an airport.
Oh, and they found the fake titty.
At the Tampa airport. And when describing the baggage theft, the things she was missing was a bunch of heels. Hold up, I got it. They got the thing right here. A
lot of heels, huh?
Yeah, like three pairs of heels and a three-breast prosthetic.
Fucking bitch.
The prosthetic was worth $5,000.
Holy shit. She might as well have got it attached.
She spent $5,000 right? on that?
Well, I guess...
She's like, my dad won't look at me anymore, but it's whatever. I could get a reality TV show.
Her mom won't talk to her, but her dad accepted it or something.
Oh, really? I heard that her dad was very disappointed as well. Her dad was
disappointed, but talks to her or something like that.
Oh, okay. He's like, I don't agree with it, but you're still my daughter. Titties or not.
We're okay.
So, we gave you two, you added an extra.
She's a fucking fraud.
Sick mod.
She's running around with a 5,000 fake... But I guess Bobby said in the first article earlier when they were claiming it was real... that she had gone to 50 doctors before she found one to do it.
Yeah, before someone could give her a prosthetic.
Do you think she went to 50 doctors before she got a prosthetic?
No, definitely not. What a great story. Good for her.
Or do you think she was like, I'm just going to get a prosthetic and tell everybody I got an implant?
Yeah, I believe that's how it went. Well, actually, what if she started out looking to get three tits and they were like, no one will do it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no one will do it.
She went to 50 doctors.
To get a prosthetic. That could have been it.
There's so many people
that are getting like prosthetic arms that are like fought in wars and shit. She's like, give me a prosthetic titty. I need a reality TV show.
And a dance to Creep on YouTube.
You think Radiohead will give me a cease and desist? I'm not sure. I'm going to go with it.
So how are you guys doing today?
Still okay, I'm sure.
Yeah, living. What's going on in the Entity of Extinction world?
Well, nothing, now that that broad doesn't have fucking three tits.
They broke up. That was the new album name, Three Tip Broad.
Jasmine Tri-Devil, St. Clair.
Jasmine Tri-Tit.
Tri-Tit. And the Entity of Extinctions. But she was going to be the new singer.
She's got extinct titty.
Hey,
what's going on in your life, Paul?
Not much. I had Colin's wedding over the weekend. That was
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, how did Colin's wedding go?
Fantastic. It was a lot of fun.
I've seen a couple Instagrams and stuff.
Yeah, good time. I guess it was the McPaps. That was their hashtag. I thought it was them CPAPs.
Yeah, me too.
I really wish they would have capitalized letters like normal people do. Because I said, them CPAPs. I've been hashtagging it all day. They're like, it's the McPaps, you douche. I was like, why am I a douche? Why wouldn't anyone capitalize anything? I don't understand.
If you wanted it to be
the McPaps, that's a capital M and a capital P with a little C, Bob.
By the end of the weekend, I finally saw someone write it like separately, like in separate words. Like
the McPaps. It's like a fucking new McDonald's.
So
burger.
That's when I found out. But like,
pap smear on it.
By like Friday.
Oh, God.
By Friday, I was like, them CPAPs. Yeah. It's like, there they are.
Them CPAPs. Yeah, because them call them Paps. It just sounded urban.
Was that like the McPap? Where does Mick come from?
McCabe.
Oh.
Yeah, whoa. Brainbuster, watch out.
Oh, God.
You guys strap in, about to blow your minds.
Oh, God.
I get it now.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, I know. Someone told me that. I was like, oh, I guess I am an asshole. Pick up simple concepts.
Did you see the shit about the football kicker?
Oh, who?
He's a kicker. He was like a legendary kicker for Tennessee.
Rob Aronis.
Yes, he's dead now.
Okay. Why? How'd he die?
He died crashing
his heart out.
He died crashing his SUV. Okay.
No, he didn't kick his heart out.
But I read this article today though that like I guess before he had his one man crash of his SUV.
Oh, at least he was alone.
Like, he was like chasing people around trying to kill them and like swiping their car and shit.
Oh well, what a piece of shit.
Yeah. So yeah, it's weird.
Was he drunk?
He's a legend. I don't know yet. We don't know.
He had to have been.
He's a legend in Tennessee, right? He's like
sideswiping people.
Beloved in the neighborhood. When he died, it was like shockwaves to the NFL. You saw it all over.
Is a legend or was a legend?
He is.
Sounds like
Well, yes.
Until he started trying to run people off the road and then killed himself.
You know a lot of information about Rob Aronis?
Oh, he was an awesome kicker for
Yeah,
Tennessee.
What's his stats?
There you go.
I don't know his stats on hand. But I know he was really good.
He's like a legend in Tennessee.
Monster leg.
Yeah, he would be like the Phil Dawson
obviously,
in Cleveland.
Obviously, he just went straight into the gas pedal, right into a whatever.
So apparently before all that happened, though, he was driving down the street.
Yeah.
And these car full of like teenagers, maybe like 18 to 21.
They're like, hack has been. He's like, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him. I got a steel leg.
They're driving behind him. Oh, okay. And they're like, man, this guy's car smells terrible. So they fucking pull up next to him at a traffic light. And they're like, hey, man, your car smells really bad. The exhaust, something must be wrong with it because it smells terrible.
Okay.
And he looked at him and was like, I'm going to fucking kill you. And they were like,
that's a jump.
They were like, what?
That escalated quickly.
He said, I'm
hey, man, something smells wrong. I'm going to kill you. Why?
He's like,
I'm
like the 10th person that day. Just fucking lost it.
He's like, I'm going to fucking kill you again. He says it. And then they take off. So he falls behind them. They go in a high speed chase, like 110 miles per hour, while the kid's on the phone with 911 the whole time. And
driving?
Yeah.
That's really unsafe.
He's getting chased by Rob Baronis.
He could get pulled over for driving with his phone.
Rob Baronis was trying to murder this kid.
Man, imagine the live tweets from that. Rob Baronis is trying to murder us. Hashtag, holy shit, I can't believe this is happening. Iron leg.
So he... they finally...
monster leg.
Hashtag iron leg.
They finally lose... they finally lose him. Rob Baronis gets back on his merry happy way to wherever he's going. And I guess
after you went on a 110 mile an hour chase,
I guess he comes
like, well, I guess
up
I'll
on
go
a,
home.
I guess he comes up on another couple he thinks is driving too slow, so he starts like getting all up on their ass and fucking chasing them. They try and just pull over so he can go around, and he fucking tries to like sideswipe their car. So the guy driving gets out and is like, ah, oh, fuck you, Rob Baronis. And then he turns around like, I'm going to fucking kill you. And they almost got in a fight. And then he fucking hopped in his car, and on the same street is where he ended up crashing and dying.
Where? Like a tree, telephone pole?
I believe house. He wrapped his SUV around a tree.
Wow.
Maybe the tree looked at him funny.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill that tree.
He went you, buddy.
Rob Baronis just went on a fucking rampage. Like, do you think it could have been like bath salts or something?
I'm sure. I guarantee it was alcohol.
This guy was ready to rip
Tennessee.
Faces.
This dude's like a fucking like a kicker that used to be a good kicker, and then that like now he's trying to kill teenagers.
He's
for
like a,
his car smells.
He's like a legend too. So
sounds
he just,
like he's wasted.
He gets money nowadays to be Rob Baronis. I'm sure he's just like he's like, hey, it's Rob Baronis for Toyota. You know what I mean? Like I'm sure that's his life now. That's all he does.
It's
is
a
makes
kicker.
Money.
How old is he?
I don't probably like 40
how old
something.
Was he, Bob? Say it right.
Yeah, probably 46. Early 40s, like 43.
My bad.
Rob Baronis. Let me Google it for you.
If only there was a box that we could type things into.
I can't believe three boobed women's fate.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Rob Baronis tried out for the Lions days before death, it says.
Way better than three titties.
Wow, he couldn't make the Lions. They just released their kid.
That's why he tried to kill everyone.
I couldn't even make the Lions.
God, he just got married.
Your car smells. Oh! He just got the call from the Lions.
He had just got married this year, too.
Wow. Life was looking up for Rob.
Yeah, but I don't know what happened to him. What got into Rob Baronis?
Probably whiskey.
But who gets whiskey-induced and tries to murder, like, three people on the road?
I'm pretty sure Stalwart. You could Google that and find out.
You have to, like...
Who drinks whiskey and tries to murder people on the road? Like, fucking 20,000 hits come up of just news stories of people killing people on
whiskey.
Well,
there had to be, like, something going on. Like, Rob Baronis had to have snapped.
They got the call from the Lions.
Snap.
Maybe. Just days before. And they were like...
Or that day. Maybe it was that fucking... Like, he just hung up and someone was like, hey, your car smells. He's like, I can't take it.
He said he tried out for the Lions days before his death.
And then found out the day of his death that he couldn't play for him.
Yeah, I'm wondering
and
if that's
And then ran
what
teenagers off
he
the
was,
road.
A
couple.
He was 36.
And then tried to fight a tree.
He landed upside down in a drainage culvert. Was that a ditch?
Yeah, it's stuff that's made of concrete.
Wow, yeah, they really churched up that definition. Drainage culprit.
You don't want to land upside down on one of those things.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Apparently.
Did he drown?
What's up?
That'd be awesome if the car crash didn't kill him. He drowned in his car. Like, but just because he was upside down,
he
so
just
only
got
his head was in it. It's only like a foot of water, but he couldn't get out.
he got married in June to the fucking...
Maybe she saw.
Daughter of Terry Bradshaw.
Maybe she sucked.
Maybe she did. She called to let everybody know he was missing when he was only gone a short while. I don't even know if he had died yet.
Maybe she was like, go give me a pack of cigarettes, you piece of shit.
And
then he was on his way, and that fucking teenage couple pulled up. They're like, hey, your car smells. And he's like, I don't give a shit about these cigarettes. I'm going to murder people.
Yeah, you just...
The lion's just called. My wife just told me to go get cigarettes and called me a piece of shit.
That's probably what happened.
I think that's what happened.
All that stuff started adding up.
Breaking news. This is what just happened.
All that stuff started adding up. He was like... He was probably just sitting there quiet, just like... just swallowing life.
All right,
like,
Marble
fuck.
Menthols. That's all I got to get. Then I got to go back home.
Yeah, maybe...
We're going to watch fucking... teenage pregnancy on MTV.
I'll try and get another job. Maybe yeah, Canadian football.
Lions, I mean,
and then
we
somebody
try.
Was like, hey man, your car smells like shit, bro.
And then one of his eyes just exploded.
I'm gonna fucking kill you!
Yeah. And then you started running into him or trying to. 110
Maybe
miles
I should
power.
Scream when I'm sick.
Yeah, you're under the weather, Sean.
Stroggly today.
Stroggly.
Rob Baronis.
Rob Baronis.
It's a pretty impressive story, though.
If you're gonna
go out, you might as well fucking. Well, no, that's the old
no,
like,
yeah.
Grand Theft Auto adage. I just go
yeah,
fucking
go
like,
out,
murder
yeah,
80 people.
Yeah,
and
go up
get
to
shot.
The tallest building, snipe everyone you can see until the helicopters start bombing you.
But he didn't kill anybody. He
right.
But he tried.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't for lack of trying.
he's like the next Ray Finkel.
He just missed.
No. Well, except for he was a
laces out, motherfucker.
Yeah. No, like he just like he did something really crazy before he died.
Mm-hmm.
Like he had a sex change and kidnapped Dan Marino.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what if this is all fake? And now he is a woman somewhere.
Rob Baronis. Yeah, he's just chilling in Poland.
He's just waiting for the operation, but he's still
Wait,
tucking.
Who said that they told him that his car smelled? Is that what the kids said?
Yeah they said that to him.
They might have said something else.
Hey, what do you mean?
They probably called him like a cocksucker. Or like, hey Rob Baronis, you kick like a pussy or something like that. And he fucking, I don't know. Who
gets,
just
that'd be amazing if they knew who he was.
He slipped out.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Teenagers knowing who he was. Like
there
they must
go,
be
man.
Adamant fans.
No, I, they
or
didn't.
Just like Google they, fucking like trolls. And be like, who can I make fun of that lives in Tennessee?
They
Ooh,
said
if we
they
ever
did,
see Rob Baronis, call him pussy leg.
They said they didn't know who he
and
was.
And tell him his car smells. That's obviously two things he hates. It's in his bio.
They said they didn't know who he was until the next morning when they started seeing his face all over the news and shit.
That's that guy that tried to murder us. Yeah. Oh, he's dead? Well,
the woman who was a passenger in the second vehicle that he tried to sideswipe
right.
when the guy was like, arr!
Yeah.
She...
Pussy fun!
They released, her 911 call because... after he died, that's been released. So the kids are like, fucking, they were like, that's the guy that tried to kill us first.
Taking the limelight away from the lady.
Oh, that's
we were first. And they were sloppy seconds.
Nah.
They were just going slow. We insulted them.
Yeah, we started it.
Yeah.
We started the world.
He was just going to go buy a pack of menthols for his wife, but we called him pussyfoot and told him his car smelled.
That's funny. So what... I got a bell. What's the song? I'm about to play Entity of Extinction instrumental. What's the song I'm about to play?
It's called Abaddon.
Uh-huh. What's going on with Entity of Extinction? You guys going to keep rolling instrumental? Is that the plan? I heard you guys got a singer not too long ago. I know we'll get into all this, but
yeah,
did you guys
titty
get
a bitch. She already got cut because she has only two titties.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Prosthetic.
Let's
stick the mic in her titty, but
just rename the song to Prosthetic.
Fuck her.
We'll take a quick break, and then we'll talk to Entity of Extinction and shit. We'll be right back.
"Hey, Bob, I became a hipster a couple months ago. You know how I did that? I bought a turntable."
That's all it takes.
That's all it took. I bought a turntable. You know where I got that turntable?
The internet?
Off Amazon.com. There's all kinds of stuff you can buy on Amazon. And since Amazon.com supports Lousy Weather Media, you can too by going to Amazon's link off our website, right? You just go to lousyweathermedia.com and click on the Amazon links when you want to do your shopping on Amazon. It takes you straight to Amazon.com. It's just a little added step, and it kicks back a little bit of a kickback after you make your purchase to Lousy Weather Media, and it really helps us out and supports us. Lousy Weather Media and Amazon are like supporters of each other. We like to keep each other in business.
Together at last.
Together.
Lousy Weather and Amazon.
Together, Lousy Weather Media can keep Amazon in business, and Amazon can help keep Lousy Weather Media in business.
How nice of you to join us, Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Oy vey.
My eye,
yeah. You rake my eye. That's what I said to him.
Let's get this fit.
Yeah. I told him my eye.
Sick, man.
Thanks.
We got Entity of Extinction hanging out with us.
We do.
How you guys doing?
Still doing well.
We're still here, dude.
They're like really shitty. My girlfriend's cheating on me. I just got the text.
Yeah, she's fucking Rob Baronis.
His dead corpse. That piece of shit.
So anyway.
Yeah, she's fucking pussy legging his stinky car.
Pussy legging. That's a thing now.
Well, it is a thing now.
That's called the Rob Moronis. You get pussy legged.
There's already a rap song about it.
Pussy legging?
Mm-hmm.
Or Rob Moronis?
Rob Moronis.
Is it called pussy legging? Is it like a parenthetical pussy legging? Like Rob Moronis in the parentheses?
I don't know.
Pussy legging.
I was lying. So anyway, we got NADV Extinction here.
Well, we should make that song. Go ahead.
How long have you guys known each other, Nick and Nick?
Like 2 years.
Yeah, a little over 2 years, something like that.
2 years. How long has NADV Extinction been playing?
Like 2 years.
Uh-huh.
So how did you guys meet?
Through our bass player, Gerald.
Mm-hmm. He was like a mutual friend or something?
Yeah.
So where are you guys from?
Like Kent, Streetsboro.
Uh-huh. So what's going on out there? Out in the hood.
The hood.
Of Kent, Streetsboro.
We just finally got enough money to record some songs.
I meant like in the neighborhood of Streetsboro. Like what's going on? You guys fucking going to the
Black
A-rides.
Black Squirrels and Black Metal.
Black Squirrels and Black Metal. That's all that's happening out there.
Yeah, a lot of behemoth. You guys have like hydrant parties.
Mm-hmm. Anything go?
Hydrant parties where they open the hydrant and everyone plays
dances
in it.
Under it. So.
You said the hood. I assume that's what it was. I assume that Streetsboro was like Brooklyn. I don't know.
Everybody's got a basketball, but nobody's got a basketball hoop.
No, they're all the hoops are on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst part.
So anyway, you guys have been out in Streetsboro. We on this show, we like to fucking start at the beginning and find out what happens, what brought people to who they are and what's going on in them. So we're going to start with Nick with a K. What were you like as a kid?
Quiet,
pretty wild. I guess. He said, "Calm down a lot, because I'm pretty stoned."
You're a pretty wild kid. You're saying, "So what? Where'd you go to school at?"
I went to Ravenna.
What was going on out there? In the Ravenna town.
Ravenna, bunch of hillbillies.
And Mennonites.
Yeah.
So you, how were you in school? Were you like a good student? A's, B's?
Yeah, actually, I got pretty good grades. I skipped a lot of school, but I still managed to get pretty good grades.
Hmm. You're like, with Entity of Extinction's music is really like technical, and usually the technical people usually got the minds they're trying to expand it and shit. They're not trying to like be all like, we were talking about this with V.
Yeah.
Where you're out there in Ravenna, so you're trying to like expand the mind
because you have nothing else to do.
Yeah, exactly.
True. So you just indulge guitar the entire time you're there.
Yeah, definitely. Went back in school. Definitely a lot of boredom. So you play your guitar like all the time.
So you're like, and then you put your intelligence into the music. I'm really good at math.
Like, I don't play video games, but it's like a video game for me. Like, you just make it fun to play. You know, I guess that like we write. That's how I write the riffs. Is
when it's funner.
It'd be fun to play, rather than.
When you write riffs,
sound good, I guess.
When you write riffs, do you like focus on like areas that you're used to with the guitar, or do you focus on like riffs that like kind of like feel like it's hard to explain, but like feel fun to play? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
like there's certain riffs that like you make up and you're like, oh my god, this is like it just like it's like a fun like notation of it.
Yeah, I usually that's what happens when I write like I'll like not be able to write a song for a while, and then I'll write this riff, and I'll be like, and then somehow I just like, oh, I know the whole song.
And then it just breaks off, it just veins into every other aspect. Million
parts based on that part, and put them all together, and ends up being like.
So when did you start playing guitar?
I actually started playing, I wanted to be a drummer.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that work out?
I started trying to play drums when I was real, real little, and still to this day, I can't play fucking drums.
So not well, right on.
That's why I'm here, man.
My brother played guitar, so I ended up stealing his guitar.
Yeah.
And then he ended up taking my drums.
So, oh, wow. What kind of guitar player was your brother? Was he all fucking technical crazy and into metal? Is that what got you into it?
He's like an electronic crazy man.
Like a DJ?
Yeah, EDM, electronic dance music guy.
I guess right now that's what he's into and that's what he's doing. But
like growing up, like was he the person who got you into music or? Or was it somebody at school or something?
He was definitely into. He got really into. He was really into punk rock and stuff like that. Got big into that and started getting instruments. But I guess we always kind of. Me and him always kind of planned on having a band together.
Mm-hmm.
We never have to this day.
That's how me and my brother.
That was
are
always
too.
The plan, but it just never happened. But we both ended up getting stuff. Once you both have instruments, it's like a competition who's better. Mm-hmm. So I was telling you suck, and I was telling you he sucks. And
so we got Nick with a CK. Where are you from?
I grew up in Menor.
What is that?
Ohio.
Yes.
That's where...
it's a suburb of Cleveland. It's about a half hour east.
Say, they used to
it's like right on the lake.
He used to have the Forsaken haunted house up there.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It just closed this year, I think.
That. I like how you establish areas via haunted houses.
I've never even heard of that.
So, you're going to fucking break that thing, buddy.
Yeah, I know. That's like...
Oh, dude, I don't need a case. It's fine.
And I have a case on mine. My screen's cracked. What the fuck?
we're in this
you should
spell
your name with a K. Wouldn't have broke.
That's a very good point.
You just got rid of the C. So what the hell's going on in Menor?
All kinds of shit.
Suburb of Cleveland.
Our high school football team's pretty killer. Basketball team won states.
Is that what you were into in high school sports?
Yeah, I played hockey.
That was one thing that like I noticed when I was jamming with you guys was there's a very mutual connection over hockey. Between all of you guys.
Yes.
Like, I can't remember what team it was. What are you really into? Blackhawks?
Blackhawks.
It was Blackhawks stuff all over NHL Network on there.
Well, I grew up
when they won the Stanley Cup.
I grew up a Quebec Nordiques fan.
Oh, Blackhawks. Yeah, no, they win. That's why we like them.
No. So you were playing hockey in high school, though.
Yeah.
What drew you to that team sport? Of all the teams.
Well,
sports.
My parents had me skate when I was like three. And then my brother also played. And it's just fun. Football, basketball, fuck that. But hockey, you get to beat the shit out of people.
Yes.
Skate.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fun. I like doing difficult
it's
things.
A, yeah, I was about to say, it's a lot more technically profession sport. So is that what you brought to your drums? Your technicality?
Of skating.
Of skating to the drum.
That's how you do skating, double kicks.
That's how I work on my double bass. I just go fucking
triple
skate.
Triple axle.
River.
Yeah, a couple triple sow cows.
Now I can do double bass well.
Now I can do double bass.
Babel Dace.
You can do the Babel Dace. So anyway, when did you start playing drums then?
I was banging on pots and pans.
With hockey sticks?
Well, with hockey sticks, boxing gloves. That just makes sense.
Pots and gloves.
And then I started playing. I thought I could play like the drum set and shit. Like when you could start band in school. My parents kind of were like, no, you're not. You just play the snare drum.
So right. I was
like,
or the toms or the cymbals.
Yeah. No, it was
or
just the snare drum. That was
well, I mean, yeah. there's a... There, so. I don't know if you know this, but in marching band, there's a lot of different percussion.
Man. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, but well, this was elementary school. So
they only had a snare?
Yeah, we only had the snare. So Ravenna's beat the shit a poor out of that school. Thing.
He was in Menor.
I was in Menor.
Menor's a poor school.
But then I stuck with band through junior high. But that's when I got to play a drum set. One of my buddies actually taught me how to play.
On a real kit?
Yeah, and Bulls on Parade. Mm-hmm. Rage Against the Machine. That was the first song I ever learned how to play on drum set.
Oh, you know that song, Bob?
Yeah. Then I progressed from there.
So when, what were you like in school? You obviously had to have good enough grades to be on the sports team.
Oh, I was a great student. Mm-hmm. I actually enjoyed school.
Yeah. You enjoyed it?
Yeah.
I enjoyed school for the most part, but I don't ever want to go back. There's so many people that always want to go back. They're like, I love that time. And I'm like, no.
Oh, yeah. It's that time gone was terrible. Yeah.
No, college is way more fun than high school. Fuck high school.
See, I didn't go to... I went to, like, a technical school.
NIT.
So it was like, it wasn't really college. It was just like a bunch of people smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, it's kind of how Stark is. It's weird.
So,
what's your degree in Camel Lights?
Yeah. I'm going to be a Marvel man. I have this new pad that you signed, and once I see your ID and I give you coupons, it's going to be a good job.
The 8 months I was in college was probably the funnest 8 months of my life. Out of fun. Like, if I could go back, it would be college.
Yeah. They were giving you money, weren't they? Though.
Yeah, I went to college for free.
Yeah, Kent State's like, here you go, Bobby. Here's the world.
Welcome to our world, yeah.
Take your bite.
Speaking of Kent State, did you see that fucking Urban Outfitters sweater?
Yeah, bloody...
People are so damn stupid. You got three-tit woman, Urban Outfitters, putting...
Also...
Like, are they stupid?
The new iPhone 6 you can put in a microwave? I fell for it. You guys hear that?
Did you put your iPhone in a microwave?
No. But they said that the new iPhone 6, the iOS 8,
yeah.
You can put into a microwave for a minute, and it'll charge your phone like super.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
No.
Whoever did that.
No. But it was like right when the iPhone 6 came out.
It's like a meme or something.
It wasn't a meme. Like, it was like a legit like article.
Oh yeah, no, it looked legit.
And it was like sick things about iPhone 6, and then like I think everything was true except for that part.
I put it in microwave.
And then like they just like, yeah, you can microwave it and it'll charge. I'm like, man, iPhones, Apple's doing the right thing. look at the future we live in. You can microwave phones and they charge.
Except it's metal.
And I can make a Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket and a full
with
charge.
It.
That'd be fucked up. You're fucking, you have like your phone in there.
Yeah,
with
my Hot Pocket starts ringing. After I cook it, I'm like, oh my God.
Like, it's like a fucking transformation.
Yeah, I bite into it. It's like, I'm like, oh no.
Does it have wireless charge? Then six?
What, the six? I'm not sure, does it?
No, but you can get pads for that.
Yeah, there's like
plug something like into they're like put hubs. It on a pad or some shit.
Yeah, they make kitchen counters out of that.
The That's thing sick. I saw
so
they're
you put
trying
all
to
your devices on it and it all charges via Wi-Fi.
The
and
thing,
you spill some jelly on it and it breaks.
I saw they're trying to make it's like you plug your charger into a wall and there's like a little fucking like a little digital fucking thing on your phone and you could walk around within like.
But it's still charging it.
Yeah. Because your thing's plugged in, it'll That's charge wild. It for like up to like 100 feet or some shit like that. I don't know.
That's pretty cool.
Chargers.
Cool.
That's pretty neat. So anyway, you're playing
iPhones.
You start playing
so
drums.
So Steve Jobs, how did you feel about the iPod?
No. So you started playing drums in middle school. You're playing Bulls on Parade and shit. What got you into like the heavy music like that?
Yeah, Bulls on Parade.
I always figure that when you play a musical instrument, you want to get better. So if I'm playing Bulls on Parade my whole life, I didn't get any better.
Yeah.
So
you
I always
didn't.
I went from like Rage Against the Machine to Metallica, and when I got bored of that, I went to Rush. And when I got bored of that, I went to Dave Matthews
Band. Learning how to play all this stuff.
DMB?
Yeah.
You a big fan?
Oh, they're a drummer. He's fucking awesome.
I like DMB as a band.
Even Dave Matthews Band. Right. Oh, that dude can play guitar.
I was about to
like
say,
that.
I was like, why are you shoving the whole band on the rug? You're like, the drummer's sick.
No, they're all phenomenal musicians. If you could do a whole album live perfectly and then just sell the shit.
Well, not only perfectly,
awesome.
They also jam out like fucking 30. Like, Ants Marching is like a 30 minute song live.
Yeah, if you can do that perfectly.
3 minutes on the radio,
sick.
Bob.
I have no idea.
I mean, it's not my favorite music in the world, but I could respect the talent.
I saw him live at Blossom And mm-hmm. it was,
a couple of weeks ago, whenever that was?
No, it was like 2 years ago. Oh. But it was in fucking incredible. Yeah. I love DMV. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they could jam, man.
They can jam.
So you started just learning. What got they you got into jammed. What got you into the music to begin with?
Oh, I just I don't know. It just resonated with me, I guess.
No, there wasn't any specific person that like showed you anything, or you were hanging out with, or
oh no, siblings. I've always been a music person. Mm. So I mean, even when I couldn't do it when I was in school in the summer, I would go to like jazz camps and shit at the local community colleges.
So how old are both of you guys right now?
30.
You're 30. How old are you?
I just turned. My birthday was the other day. 26.
Uh-huh.
Pretty sure.
26?
Yeah.
It's rough, right?
So what was like your guys, what was like your guys' first bands? What was your first band you were in?
Nick with a K.
It's like first band that was like playing
shows.
Well, I was in a band called Thorpedo.
Well, why didn't that last? Riddle me that.
So I went to Bowling Green for college for like 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you didn't really get into bands until like pretty late.
Yeah, like always like jammed and wrote music and stuff, but I didn't really didn't know any other kids that played and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like
did you just not talk to anyone? Like someone would talk to you, just hold your guitar up in front of your face. Like me no speak. I like this. They're like, okay, he's a savant.
I finally met people that played. It was when I, out in Bowling Green, but when I came back from Bowling Green, I met.
What got you to go to Bowling Green? A Mac school, right?
Yes. Well, I wasn't planning on going to college, and my parents filled out the application for me.
Uh-huh.
Like good
and
parents.
I got accepted.
Yeah.
We really filled it out.
I got in an argument with them, and they shipped me off to Bowling Green.
So there you were, fucking hanging out in Bowling Green, and then yeah. Thorpedo just dropped in your lap.
Yeah, like...
How were they? Were they stoked about it? Your parents, Thorpedo?
Oh, no. Yeah, my parents, like...
They're like, you went to Bowling Green and started Thorpedo? you made that application so rad!
What kind of music is Thorpedo?
Hold on, wait, before he answers that, what do you think Thorpedo is?
I feel
like it's power metal.
I was
all the way. We all Thorpedo.
Yeah.
And then just fucking.
I was gonna say like indie rock.
Really? Yeah. Thorpedo.
Like indie rock. Fucking sound like I don't know. Foster the People.
I'd feel like it's like a Viking folk metal.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
So
you guys need to corner that market, because that sounds incredible. You guys ride in on ships while playing acoustic guitars?
Grandpa's guitars.
So what was Thorpedo then?
Not any of that.
I think it was...
Impossible.
He's like, Scott.
It's probably like a mix between The Sword and Metallica.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Something like that.
So it was a power metal-ish.
Band is called it.
Like, The Sword.
The Sword. What is The Sword?
It's a band.
A band.
Okay.
Yeah, glad we got past that.
What was your first band, Nick?
My first band...
With the CK?
It was like a classic rock band that we decided to name after our chemistry teacher in high school. The Neil Grant's band.
Yeah.
We were fucking killer.
Did you play, like, at the school at all, ever?
Yeah. We actually, after 9-11...
like a Save the Bell episode.
After 9-11 happened, we threw a benefit show.
Never forget.
And we actually raised, like, $2,000 or, like, $2,500 bucks and shit and sent that off to the
New York firefighters thing.
But we just really wanted to play at the school.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good excuse. And well, not a good... That's worded horribly. it was. Yes, that was.
So what
that's not how I wanted that to come out.
What happened with the Neil Grant's fucking classic rock band?
We graduated.
And they just fell off, stopped talking to each other?
Well, I joined the Marine Corps, and Andy went off to college, and
so what's stopping this band from reuniting now that everyone's alive? Someone's dead.
Yeah, called ADBC, and then make puns of Christian and classic rock.
Now our lead singer, he's actually an opera singer.
Uh-huh.
He is doing the he's the lead composer of the Indianapolis Opera for the
That's crazy.
So Color he's doing Purple. Well.
Yeah, he's not going to come back to join BFGQ.
Hey, dude. So ADBC, we're going to sing about God, but we're going to cover AC/DC. Is that cool?
He actually
it's
tried
a parody
to get
band.
Me. No, he tried to get me to do that. To do like a
parody band of AC/DC.
No, like a fake Christian rock band, because it would be so easy to just
take off in the Christian world.
Just do that and just sing about that shit. Nail. But I just.
Couldn't do it.
I actually did join when I was in the Marine Corps because I was so desperate to play drums.
Christian band in the Marine Corps.
A Christian band. That was one show.
What were you guys called?
I don't even fucking
Jesus.
Faith Plus One for all
Faith
I know.
Plus
Jesus.
One.
And, just Jesus. And after that show,
we're getting the point across quick.
I quit and then listened to fucking Slayer the whole way back to base.
That's awesome.
And that was the end of that.
So you always had you never had an affinity for God then. I like meeting people that don't have Jesus in it. What is the way I used to put it? On like the first few episodes, I used to always say something that made it really uncomfortable for everybody.
Are you saved or are you Jesus smart or some shit?
What did I say?
Jesus make you vomit? That wasn't it.
No, it wasn't. I used to say, something like what you said or something.
Are you saved or are you smart? I feel like it was something around that lines of dialogue for you. Are you saved or are you,
remember, am I right or am I retarded?
Stuff?
Am I right or am I retarded?
Am I right or am I retarded? Yeah, I need to make that jingle.
Yeah, that's my catchphrase.
And just like a Negro. I need to make that too.
Well, that's already made. Yeah, that's Jackal, brother.
Just like a Negro.
That's my favorite band, Jackal. So anyway, you were where were we? You were not into God. You always hated God.
Yeah, you're listening to Slayer on the way back to base.
No, that was...
Listening on Bibles in the Humvee.
Yeah, I was turning up the Bible before it was too late. Listening to fucking DSI. No, I like evidence-based conclusions.
Science.
Yes, that's why I got a degree in science.
Were your parents really religious at all? Or
I wouldn't say that they were they weren't overtly religious. Like they never pushed it.
They go to church on Sunday.
They tried.
Mm-hmm.
But it never took, so they just stopped caring.
Yeah.
They weren't like, you're fucking going to hell and all this other crap. They were just like, okay, do whatever the hell you want.
Mm. My grandma thinks that. She's always like, I'll pray for you, and I'm like, right on.
What about you, Nick, with a K? You been into Jesus?
No.
All right. Period.
I actually went to Catholic school.
Same here. It's awful, right? Just beats the Jesus right out of you. No one wants to fucking worship God after you go to fucking Catholic school. You're
this
is bullshit.
For 1 year, it was first grade, and I begged and pleaded my mother. First grade. How old are you in first grade?
Six.
Six.
I begged and pleaded for her to get me the fuck out of there. And that was the last time
I was just
life.
Torture.
I went for like fucking 10 years.
Like
it was awful.
PSR classes.
I'd never been.
You went to Catholic school. I went to Christian school.
Yeah, I was in Catholic school. For
what's the difference?
Years. Well, Christian, they're not as guilt driven as Catholic is. So they're not you're gonna go to hell because you jerked off.
He's just in a school full of other Christians.
Not only that, but Christians would be like, God made your arms this long so you could jerk off so you wouldn't have premarital sex. They had a cool spin on shit.
They told you that?
Right, yeah.
Fucking header on that one.
Mm.
Well, no, I mean it's pretty easy. Your arms are this long, they reach your dick, you pull it and it comes, and then you don't have to do it in a girl. And then you don't make God sad. Because when you have sex with a girl before you get married, God gets sad.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got out of it.
I think you took the wrong thing sometimes from school. So anyway.
No, I mean, that seems like a pretty
So good you got thing to you take you had to go to Catholic school. Was that in Ravenna?
Yeah.
For how long did you do that?
For 3 years.
Mm.
And then I got booted out of there.
For doing what?
Swastikas. Pentagrams?
Just
is it like, it looks like on his face he's got this look like, I don't want to go back there.
I blacked it out. They're bringing me back.
I know, I'm bringing up these terrible fucking memories.
Fucking, his eyes turn white.
Right.
He's possessed.
So you both hated God, and then you're fucking...
And you started this band.
Yeah, what starts rolling along after you come back from the Marines, you're back from Bowling Green... What starts rolling? What do we got going on? What do you have going on after that?
Well, I
started another band with my old guitarist and my old singer from the Neil Grant's band.
Mm-hmm.
And
the legendary
Neil Grant's band. What was this band called?
Bleeding the Fifth.
Uh-huh.
Bleeding the Fifth?
Yeah.
Fuck, you guys and your puns.
Yeah.
Was this a metal band?
Yeah, it was
how
a metal
did
band,
Extinction become a name?
Was
I'm wondering.
When was this?
That was, we started
I think I remember that
I
band.
I got out of the Marine Corps
2004 sometime?
No, I didn't get out in 2007.
So I'm trying to think of when Bleeding the Fifth was around.
And we broke up when we started because I quit that band.
I think I remember Bleeding the Fifth. What did they sound like?
Wait, so that means that you guys were from 2007 to like 2011 or 12?
12.
And then you guys, started in 2012 or 2011?
Yeah, as soon as Gerald heard that,
okay,
I quit
so
that
yeah,
band,
you,
he hit
yeah,
me
you,
up.
You probably do remember Bleeding the Fifth.
Bleeding the Fifth. I do,
bleed
I believe.
The Fifth.
Is that what it was? Like, but yeah, where did that name come from?
I was laying in bed one night, and it just popped in my head, and we...
So was
like,
your name?
He was feeling punny.
I was feeling punny.
I thought it'd be really punny to use it.
It was, sir.
It was. It was metal band. I obviously remember the name. I don't know if I know the band.
People thought it was like, oh, is that like... You guys like a political band? I'm like, nah, it's just a fucking name. Like, who cares?
We believe in...
I was really high one time. I thought Bleeding the Fifth sounded
We're
funny.
Against due process. That's what you should have told everybody. So anyway, what were you doing when you got back from Bowling Green?
I came back and joined a band called Mouthwire and Chet.
Oh, shit. And John Tawney was in that band?
Yep. Yeah, I joined after he left.
Mm-hmm.
And then... jammed with Chris, who just joined our band playing guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And jammed with Gerald, joined for a little bit playing bass. And
Mouthwired Shut rotated a lot of people there for a while.
Yeah. We were just kind
of. With that singer, his name was Derek.
Yeah,
Derek was for a while.
Mm-hmm. The redheaded dude, right?
Yeah, and Drew also.
Taylor, Derek Taylor.
For us later on, also. Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
Drew's, trying to think. He originally played drums for Mouthfire Shit. And then we had a new drummer named Sean, and he then started playing, screaming for us.
Mm. So, how long were you in that band then?
For a while. Probably 2 years, I guess.
Mm. And then it led up to this. How did you meet Gerald, then, your guys' bass player?
Me and Gerald went to high school together.
Known
each other since we were like freshmen in high school, or actually like eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I always played, and then Gerald started playing bass like probably freshman or sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
We got him playing bass, and then so me and him, he would just always come over and jam. So
yeah.
Show him.
He's the same age as you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So me and him would always just jam. Mm-hmm. And, even when he ended up joining Mouthfire at Shep because he played bass. We didn't have a bass player, and we knew him. But me and him would always like kind of like fuck around writing other styled riffs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then once Mouthfire at Shep started kind of after we flip flopped members a lot and just started kind of losing the drive for it, we decided to start a new band. So me and Gerald knew him.
How did you know Gerald?
Through a mutual friend that went to Kent State, Jerry, mm-hmm. good old Jerry.
Old
and
Jerry.
He came over our house and partied a couple of times, so I'd known him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jerry told him that I quit Bleeding the Fifth. And like that day, he fucking texted me. He's like, hey, man, what are you doing?
Yeah, we want to start a project.
Called Bleeding the Fifth, but so, I like that aspect.
No, it took a little bit for me to come over there because I didn't want to. Look like a dick
mm-hmm.
to my last band, just like quitting and just like joining another
band.
Like, oh, what the fuck were you talking to these guys the whole time
about? Shit! Like, so it's like breaking up with a girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean,
why did you start dating that girl week after we broke up? You talking the whole fucking time, you piece of shit.
Nah,
I didn't know her.
But it's like four dudes that have beards, and you're like, oh no.
But I came over one day and we talked through some stuff, and she showed me a bunch of shit that they were doing, and I was like. Let's do it. And I brought my drum set over and had to.
You still have the American kit.
Yeah, where did you guys?
I had that thing since my senior year in high school.
That's awesome, and you're a Marine.
So fucking America.
Yeah. You're fucking waving the flag as you play and shit.
I got one of those flag hats on.
What was the inspiration behind, like, Entity of Extinction, like, music-wise, when you and Gerald started writing music together?
Probably Beneath the Mask or Flesh God Apocalypse.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. That's fucking dead on right there.
So when did
that your Facebook bio?
Should be, probably.
If both these bands fucked, we'd be the baby.
So then they had to talk to you. What kind of music was Bleeding the Fifth?
It was more like a... like an unearthed style, or metal, it wasn't
core, more metalcore type.
Yeah, it wasn't like this. Like I had to, like when we first started playing, I couldn't play any of this shit.
Yeah, so
super
on,
tech.
So I had to progress again. But it intrigued me.
Yeah, I was about to say I probably had to take some fucking. If you're going from that to this, it may have been fucking like it was like night and day to you or something.
Yeah, especially with the speed. That was what got me at first. I wasn't fast enough to keep up. So I really had to work on that.
You guys play to clicks now?
No, we usually don't play to clicks when we play live. Because a lot of our shit has multiple tempos in it.
Right.
So we haven't really... We just said fuck it and just...
It's way easier to do that, yeah. I agree.
Yeah,
when you have multiple tempo changes, but
yeah. So we just fucking just winged it, so...
You find what's like your average beat per minute in this band?
Oh shit, son! Whip out your beat, dick. Show it.
Well, we usually beat it at over 200. Well, that Abaddon's at like, well, it's at 130, but
that
really
you're playing
like 260,
right?
Mm-hmm. So that's our fastest one. That one's a rough one to go through.
Is quick.
You don't usually start a set with that thing unless you want to fucking commit suicide afterwards. But
so what the hell? You guys have been around only since 2012. So you literally like hit the scene and made a splash right to begin with. Because I've heard of you since you guys been around. What was your guys' first show?
Veve was actually the one that told us about Entity.
Yeah,
we put him on like some free show, Eurogyro or Annabelle's or some shit like that. That was the first
Annabelle's.
Time.
Annabelle's.
Yeah.
So what was your guys' first show then?
Annabelle's.
No.
I think it was Peabody's with Flesh God Apocalypse.
What the fuck? We're your baby! Give us tickets! Alright, here you go.
So then, you guys start rolling after that? Then, how long was it till you guys started playing all these local shows then?
After.
Who were you playing out with, the singer then?
Yeah.
Yeah, we started off playing with the singer. Pretty much. Had the same every time we played with the singer, it's been the same dude. He's just kind of flip flopped on us a bunch, but and then when you guest vocal for us, a lot of times we play instrumental. It's always kind of fun to play both.
I was gonna say, every time you guys get done, there's always like a billion people that are like, you guys just stay instrumental.
Like, yeah, people listen to the music more instead of just staring at some guy and be like, yeah, fucking scream in my face.
Yeah.
Actually, like, because you can't do that, so you have to actually watch.
And when you have a band like that and there is a singer, it almost takes away from the technicality and proficiency of the music behind it.
But also, I feel like if a non-musician is watching it, they're turned off by it. Not
when
trying to be a dick, but
not
I feel
a
like,
singer.
Yeah.
Instrumental's
really,
not everybody's cup of tea.
No, not at all. I think a lot of people like see that, like when they're at a show and you guys go like say like mid range, like mid in the set, and they will like be the ones like walk out and like go smoke a cigarette because they're like, oh, it's just music.
Yeah, and then we're like, fuck you.
Because
yeah,
I feel like a lot of like non music like musician people are like really into vocalists. Like they really like the like what they
like
add to it. They like the fucking
yeah. They want the dude to give them the wall of death and tell them to kill each other.
Not even that. I really feel that they just like seeing like the lows, the highs. Like some like extreme vocalists. Like because maybe they can relate to it in some sort. Because like they can also like say the words along with them.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the reason.
No, instrumental is not for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Like I hate animals as leaders.
Yeah,
that's like, I don't like them at all.
They're different. They're a different breed of animal.
So you guys, when did you guys record that first demo?
Shit, like a year and a half ago, or
yeah, quite a while ago. We kind of like, I think we wrote like maybe two songs, and then
didn't record either one of those until now.
Then we wrote two more songs and hopped in the studio and recorded them on like a deal. Mm-hmm. And then
on the, what kind studio? Of deal?
I think Vibe. It was like both
made it sound like a record Vibe. Deal.
Yeah,
yeah. I think we recorded two songs for like $75 a piece or something.
Like yeah. Oh, so it was like some like special they had.
Yeah, yeah, it was like a monthly like, deal. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we were recorded two songs. It came out pretty good, and then I think we wrote like shortly after that wrote a new song. So it was like, oh, let's record mm-hmm. a new song. Recorded that, and then.
So you guys have gone to Vibe the entire time.
Yeah, we've recorded all the songs that we put out are by Vibe. We did have a pretty bad experience at Lava.
Yeah, those guys in Cleveland fucking
idiots. Lava was where Below the Tide did their record.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, and it sounds terrible.
Yeah, those guys don't know shit about what they're doing.
Yeah. I also heard from them. Yeah, they said that too.
And, they were utterly flabbergasted by us. They're like,
Yeah, I heard like a whole story about the guy running that studio got like arrested for being a peeping Tom on his roommate and shit too.
Wow.
He was like had cameras in the bathroom or some shit.
Yeah.
I was afraid
I was gonna get robbed.
Yeah.
I was pissing in those bathrooms.
I might just
You're online.
I might just be burying some guy over the internet.
Yeah, probably. He's like, I was never arrested.
But anyway,
Lava Studios crumbles because of Sean Ass.
Anyway, yeah, I mean they didn't put out a really proficient sounding record with the Below the Tide.
Yeah, they actually said that they were gonna go to Brett for the next one.
Really?
Which is amazing because those guys have fucking everything.
Mm-hmm.
They have all the fancy tools, a huge live room.
Who, Lava?
Yeah, and that's they what they just, are. They're idiots.
Pretty much just like
they're just a not big, good at recording.
Place with fancy equipment, and
but
stuff,
no fucking no brain technical.
To fucking run it
and that happens a lot. Like there's a billion people that you can record with, and they just don't have any idea what they're doing.
We recorded with Brett, and I mean, like it was like in his basement, and it looked awesome and shit, but like. It wasn't like, you know, hardwood floors and like all the matting and stuff on the walls. But it came out fucking sick.
And that's what you're looking for is you're not really like, I don't really give a shit.
You want how the engineer. You're recording the you want the engineer. You don't need the space.
And you want them to make you feel like I couldn't be doing this. You know what I mean? Like you want show me that you're an expert. Like when Johnny's recording us, like you feel like I would never be able to fucking do that by myself. But we're at that Lava place and I'm like, dude,
computer wasn't
like
working.
Like, what do you like? I'm pretty sure that's not right. Like, I'm pretty sure that's not how that kind of music.
No, it's like, fine. Don't worry about it.
I'll tone match you later. And it's
I'll get you later. That's always the worst one.
Dude, Toast. Toast is amazing.
Yeah, we recorded in a pretty nice studio one time, and like I'd be like, "Well, you need to do this to that," and he'd be like, "Oh, and make a note." None of those fucking things ever ended up.
Yeah, we were like, "Hey, have this fade into this," and like we get the CD back and it doesn't even do that. We're like, right on.
There's like a bunch of parts where it was like vocals were supposed to do certain things or just
switch off, and then he's like,
"Oh yeah, I'm gonna beef this up in post. I'm gonna do this and blah blah blah." Yeah, and it sounded the same as it did when we fucking got done tracking it.
I mean, what they do realize that people talk and
I mean, you're running a business.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and that's where it goes out of business pretty quick.
Yeah. Hopefully, Lava does.
And when you start peeping Tom on your roommates,
to your shit too. Like, all you gotta do is pop in the CD, like. This is what your shit will sound like if you record here, and it'd be like,
FYI.
Recording with Brett was probably the best recording ever, I've done, too. Yeah, I mean,
that
like.
Your guys' last EP?
Yeah. We recorded out there because, like, it was
same,
basically
that
the.
Mary, that Kingdom record that we were listening to when you guys came in.
Yeah, he did that. Yeah, did the Delusions of Grandeur we were listening to, too.
And he did the fucking vocals for the new Rings of Saturn.
Oh, no shit.
For real?
Yeah.
So he's he's been pumping out a lot of fucking shit.
Yeah, Brett's a fucking insane engineer.
Yeah, he's really been in the recording
Comic
with
Hobby's
them.
Record too. I don't know if you guys know Comic Hobby.
They're like a Pittsburgh death metal band.
Yeah, I mean their record sounds fucking fantastic as well.
Recording with him was a pretty sweet experience.
Good producer, like he had like a lot to add.
Yeah, he did. Every time I got done with a line, it would either be like you can do it better. Or do it like this, or let's put this behind it, or like it was never like he had so many ideas. When soon as I would lay down a line, he would have a billion ideas for what we could do to make that line better.
And then he would record all of them, and then would kind of like pick and choose what he wanted, and give us the final product. And then we'd make the critiques, and then he would give us back what exactly what we wanted, but with his spin on it. You like honestly like the best producer
ever. Yeah, everything we asked for is on that record too. All the there's like the fade out at the end of the one song and everything. Anyway, we just buried studios for 20 minutes.
So about Under a Dead Sky, Sean asked, so when did you join the band?
So you start doing, you guys put out the first demo, you're playing a bunch of shows, and then, but you've been rotating, what happened to the last guitar player?
Kevin, right?
Yeah. Just kind of fell off.
We had two Kevins. We had our first guitarist, his name was Kevin. It was...
Was it with a PH?
Jerry's little brother,
Kevin. Kevin.
And he jammed us for... like a while, for probably up until, I don't know, six months ago.
Yeah, pretty recently, right?
Yeah. And then...
Was it like a falling out or...
Yeah, just he had school. He had
okay.
Credit hours, stuff like that. And so we ended up getting another guy that our singer had quit or moved or something. He's always doing something. And he hit me up saying like, yo man, you guys look for, need a vocalist or whatever, like I definitely want to sing for you, and I know this dude plays guitar. And he was like, all right, we'll just bring him through or whatever. So this dude, I guess, like watched, come to our shows or watch videos or whatever, and came through and actually like already knew how to play like some of the riffs and stuff.
Really?
So like kind of like, oh shit, well I have to show you everything, you know? So
and to come into what you guys play already knowing something is pretty fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it was so we got spent a lot of time writing out fucking tabs and meeting up with this dude and getting everything, you know, trying to teach him shit. And then I think we played one show. It was a pretty good show. It was with Rings of Saturn.
Two
Outpost?
Oh, we played with Rings of Saturn and we played with Mark Rizzo.
Or did we do three shows with him?
I don't know.
Was it the Outpost show with Rings?
Yep.
And I missed you guys then.
Yeah, we showed up fashionably late.
On the guest list.
On the guest list.
But then they, so then we had that Rings of Saturn. Oh, no, we had the Rings of Saturn show.
Mm-hmm.
And was that another Rings of Saturn?
We played Rings of Saturn a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, 2 days.
That's wild. We've never played the Rings of Saturn.
We just got a text that said, yo, man, like, it's too far of a drive.
Yeah, don't feel like doing it.
I was like, all right.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I'm coming from Menor, which is further than he's driving.
Yeah.
So we decided to play a 3-piece instrumental.
Well, he was supposed to tell us, like, months ago.
Yeah.
But he just came and got his shit and didn't say anything. And then told Anthony, our singer, oh, yeah, I fucking told
him. So it's a pretty brutal fucking falling apart with this guy.
I'm still not happy about it, because we had a show that we had for like a month and a half. There was a Saturn show at the Outpost. We had it for like a month and a half, and then when we were finally starting to get together to jam for it, he's not answering.
You don't have a second guitar player and a singer.
And then we're missing a second guitar player and a singer. We kind of need two guitars.
Mm-hmm.
And
for you guys' music, definitely.
Yeah. So he just completely. He's a fucking coward. I'm not happy about it.
So what's going on with the singer then?
And that show sucks. So both of them
quit. Well, the guitarist, still to this day has never
talked to him,
said anything. Mm-hmm. And then the singer, just that one text said he was quitting. That was it.
So then where are you guys at now? You're recording?
So yeah, we were already scheduled to record, and I've always recorded all the guitars anyway, so it wasn't, and then,
Really? Even with Kevin in the band?
Yeah, I've always just recorded all the guitars. It's just seems like to go cleaner, a little bit faster, and
style, so it doesn't...
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, well, I write
a lot of bands
guitars,
do that.
Yeah.
Like, I write both of them, like, 100%, and so it's just kind of like, that way I know it's kind of, I don't know,
so you write both guitars and then teach the guitarists what you want them to play?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
It sucks. I mean, it's like the songs come out the way I want them to, but it's just like constantly showing somebody something. And when you like write those weird riffs or whatever that you pick kind of funny, that they don't necessarily pick that way.
Yeah.
It usually takes forever. Or tapping. I do a lot of like tapping and
Yeah, because you've developed your own style, and you're literally just trying to puke that onto somebody else. Yeah, I've done that with bands, too. Like, I get in, they're like, oh, just play it like this. I'm like, what the fuck are they doing there? Like, I don't understand this at all. I would never do this.
Are you using your pinky?
Yeah. Like, I'm like, you're using your pinky, but you're picking the guitar. I don't like this.
So when
I'm just going to do opens. How about that? Cool.
So when did you guys start recording this, then?
What was it?
September, or
It was August.
August 26th, 27th, and 28th.
So then you're about a month in.
So then now you're gonna use this to try and find a new singer.
I think so. Something like that. Like we definitely like
want. Because you can always just have the second guitar on a computer. You know what I mean?
Wait, live to click.
Oh no, we got Chris.
Yeah, we got.
Oh, you have a new guitar player.
Yeah, we got another.
I forgot about that. When did that start? Yeah. So when did you told me about him earlier? But when did he come around then?
Well, Chris has always been like one of my best friends. So as soon as they quit, it was like, yo, man, we need a guitar player.
Yeah,
play guitar, and he was down.
Is he like still the same style of guitar player, or you got to be coaching him into this?
Yeah, we definitely have different styles.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, Chris is
able to play shit. It.
Yeah, he's really good at guitar. So I mean, like anything he practices, he can play.
And it's killer fucking fireworks.
Badass fireworks.
He drive to like Indiana for it or something.
There's a haunted house down there that Sean knows about.
So you guys started recording that, and then you're gonna start looking for a singer and start putting out records or some shit. What's going on? What's the plan? What's the future of Entity of Extinction here?
Why don't you guys do fucking guest vocals on each song? You can guys.
What like was it Apocalyptica?
I have no idea. That was I feel like that was a Mel Gibson movie.
I think you're thinking Gattaca.
Yeah, I mean, I've thought about doing stuff like, because...
I mean, there's so many, like, you guys play so many bands, like, why not just be like, hey, write to this record, and then, like, you know, and just release it with them, like, three songs, right?
Yeah,
so we have three different songs. Singers each song, or, like, fucking, like, collaborate with, like, different people in the scene.
Yeah, we've definitely thought about stuff like that, because, I mean, we'll probably have somebody... Or find somebody to perform like live. As far as for recordings and stuff,
you're just gonna go straight instrumental.
We're definitely gonna release the songs instrumental, just to
see if you can get somebody that can bite.
Can listen to them. Like people that most people that don't like metal, the first thing they say when they listen to shit is, "Oh,
why is it so mad?
I like it if it didn't have the scream."
I don't understand it. I'm gonna go listen to fucking sigh and whatever.
So like a very like release. It'll be available for those people that just want to hear the music.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
can't understand the words.
Then they have no excuses.
And at the same time, try to use it to find good people to record vocals to it.
What do you ever think about getting somebody who just sings? Like clean sings the whole time.
Yeah, periphery style.
Probably not. I can't stand clean sings.
Me either. But maybe sometimes you gotta just bite the bullet. Yeah. You just gotta bite the bullet and just.
But
take
if you don't
it.
Like what you're doing, then what's the point?
Yeah, we're already in the wrong direction for making money.
Yeah. So you guys aren't gonna switch to a pop punk band anytime soon, is what you're saying?
You should.
It's a lot more lucrative business from what I've heard from Paul.
Yeah. You get fed breakfast.
Yeah, and
every
pizza
day.
And stuff. And
a lot of pizza.
And you get to hang out with friends.
Yeah, friends. Like, there's so many friends. So it's many crazy. Pop-punk's great. Yeah. Oh, man. I just feel better now that we're talking about it. Metal's so cold.
Anyway.
True.
So you got anything? You got any shows coming up or anything? Or is just moment, recording? No.
Yeah, nothing?
I got the songs recorded.
Mm. And we're focusing on that.
And
getting Chris on all the songs, the 100%, and then usually somebody hits
we'll
us up.
We'll start screaming.
As soon as somebody hits us up with a good show or something.
There you go. So that's NAV Extinction, man.
Honestly, you guys are, I really respect you guys for being able to play instrumental. We did that one time.
Instrumental you did?
Yeah, at the Carriage House, and it was fucking awful.
Mm-hmm.
We played it like, well, one, we played it to nobody. Two, I mean, like, it was just weird. Like, there wasn't, like, the cadence. Like, I don't know. Like, when we play our songs, when we did, I would really, like, rely on your vocals and stuff like that to know when changes were and stuff. So that one thing, because I know that you guys repeat a lot of stuff. So you're literally counting in your head, like, one time through, And then 30 seconds later, two touch through. Like, because you guys have long riffs, too. Like, you guys, like, string, like, A, B, C, D, like, E, and then D, and then E, and, like, weird shit like that.
Yeah, that's why I do my drum stuff the way I do it. Because if I'm just playing the same thing for X amount of time,
you lose it.
I'll get lost. So I
always you have to have, like, the fucking certain type of fill.
No, I do this four times, and then this twice, and then this six times, and then...
But, I mean, it's very respectable that you guys get on stage and play without a singer, and you're just like, this song was called Life, this song's called Death, and you go into that. That was one of my favorite parts about your sets, by the way. Like, I mean, you guys would just go through and, like, play. And, like, you would keep a crowd, too. Like, even the people that would walk away, you'd still keep a crowd, like, no matter what. Because people would be like, Jesus fucking Christ, your bass is one thing.
Guys have always been good. You've left a mark in the scene. Like, everybody knows who you are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah, it's definitely leave an impression.
I've always been impressed with you guys. So, it is going to be... I'm looking forward to what can happen for you guys in the future. Like, hopefully something sticks. Because metal's a tough game, man.
Super dope.
Sure. Thanks, man.
It's a tough game. So anyway, we were going to fucking take another break. You guys going to stick around and do some news with us? Or you got to get out of here? Like, it's 1 a.m. I'm getting the fuck up out of here.
Yeah, do you got to work?
Like plates sitting behind you.
Those are useful. Where'd you get them?
Off Amazon.com. There's all kinds of stuff you can buy on Amazon. And since Amazon.com supports Lousy Weather Media, you can too by going to Amazon's link off our website. Right? You just go to lousyweathermedia.com and click on the Amazon links when you want to do your shopping on Amazon. It takes you straight to Amazon.com. It's just a little added step, and it kicks back a little bit of a kickback after you make your purchase to Lousy Weather Media, and it really helps us out and supports us. Lousy Weather Media and Amazon are like supporters of each other. We like to keep each other in business.
Together at last.
Together.
Lousy Weather and Amazon.
Together, Lousy Weather Media can keep Amazon in business, and Amazon can help keep Lousy Weather Media in business. Click the banners.
Paul, how you doing?
Jamming.
You're jamming?
I was until you turned it off.
Oh, man. So what's up with you today, Paul?
Not much, man.
You been living?
Yeah, I have been.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, living.
You haven't had me play that in a long time.
Hold on. So this one time I jerked off.
We didn't talk about jerking off in this episode.
I just did.
Earlier, we were talking about how your arms are long enough so you could jerk off because God doesn't want you to have sex before you're married. Yeah, you said that.
That should have been a cum talk and a woo.
Cum talk.
Yeah, I think I should combine.
A woo and a cum talk.
I should combine those. So.
No, hey, womb talk. Womb talk.
Womb talk.
That's when the sperm meets with the egg. Woo!
Womb talk. Anyway, alright.
I'd be like, womb talk. I need to change it.
Alright.
News. Welcome to the news.
You got a news story for me, Paul?
I do.
Uh huh. It's don't stop.
Hugh and Lewis.
No, let's try it. Go ahead, Sean. Start it off.
He starts it off.
No. Oh, you do? All right, go ahead.
Hugh and Lewis.
You go next.
No?
Yeah.
I go last. I got a bad case of,
give me the news.
Of reading you.
Give me the news.
All right, try it again. Go ahead, Bob.
Hugh and Lewis.
Give me the news.
I got a bad case of reading you.
Whoa. Bad medicine is what I need. Whoa. All
right. Suspect in 100 mile per hour chase says her foot got stuck on gas pedal.
She was.
That's.
It was stuck to it.
Yeah.
Like glue.
A 19-year-old in Johnson County, North Carolina, is facing felony charges after allegedly leading officers on a chase that reached speeds of upwards of 100 miles per hour. Her excuse, according to officers, was simple. Her foot got stuck on the gas pedal, ABC 11 reports.
That could be all that happened to that kicker, too.
What, Rob Aronis?
Yeah. Pussyfoots?
Pussyfoots.
He was just rolling around with his foot stuck on a gas pedal, you know, fuck you with people.
And running trees. Uh-huh. Sheriff's deputies first spotted Star Shields Williams around...
Her name was Star Shields
sure
Williams?
Sure fucking was. Hold on,
so what the hell does a Star Shields Williams look like?
Hold on, I got a picture. Here you go.
You actually have a picture of her? That's...
That's fucked, right?
I was not expecting that.
Really? That looks exactly like a Sarge Schwielch Williams.
That is not what I expected. I expected a skinny, cracked out black woman.
No, it was a fatty Fatterson.
It didn't even fit in the phone picture.
Kid from Willy Wonka that likes chocolate. Lost in the chocolate.
I thought it looked like the girl after she ate the blueberry stuff and it started puffing up.
Oh God, I can't remember any of their names.
Kids from Willy
Wonka. All them fat.
Yep, those
fucks.
Fatty fat fuckers. They found her around 10:30 p.m. Monday when she was allegedly speeding in a red Ford Mustang.
Oh, Star.
The deputy tried to get Williams to pull over, but instead the car allegedly sped up while deputies followed, and that's because of her heavy foot. It along for a while before Williams finally stopped the car on the side of the road. My Fox 8.
Oh, God.
Oh, hey, we got an update. That's when officer says she told them about her stuck foot. You wouldn't believe it.
You wouldn't believe it. Where did she pull
over? Officers, my foot has become stuck.
I missed it. Where did she get pulled over at finally? Where did she finally stop?
This rewind. Is just like the time that the president got stuck in the bathtub.
Or
just like it.
It's which like president was that? George Taft? Is that Taft?
I was going to say Garfield, but I don't know if it was.
Which president got stuck in the bathtub? Might have been Grover.
Probably FDR. He couldn't get out.
Well, you said Grover Garfield, wasn't it? James A. Garfield.
Those bum legs he had.
James A. Garfield.
Stop putting the blanket on him while he's in the tub. All right, so Shields was arrested and charged with felony fleeing to elude arrest, reckless driving, speeding, failure to stop for a light or siren, and driving.
Motherfucker, William Taft got stuck in the bathtub, bitches.
It wasn't
anyway.
FDR?
No.
Wow, what a curveball.
Yeah, polio. Anyway.
I know, that's why I figured he'd get stuck in the bathtub.
Oh, jeez.
Couldn't get out. The weak bones.
I was trying to find a fake laugh for it.
Why? That was a good joke.
Weak bones?
Yeah. Bird bones.
Weak bones.
She remains in the Johnson County Jail on $36,000 bond. How do you guys feel about that?
Star Shields? Oh, Star.
Star
That's
Shields.
All I say.
Oh,
Star.
Oh, Star.
I wish she was a skinny black crackhead because it would have made
a lot
more sense.
Don't we all? All right.
Instead, it's Honey Boo Boo's mom with black hair. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What just happened to me? Dude, sometimes, Trisha, when you're your own producer over here. Oh, my God. What just happened
to
me?
And you can't really gather what's happening on your fucking tablet. Bad shit happens.
Sometimes things happen.
Glad we explained that. All right. So you want me to hit you with another news story?
I can hit you with one.
All right. Yeah. Go ahead.
Did you hear about fucking William Taft getting stuck in a bathtub?
So it wasn't FDR.
Anyway,
son of a bitch.
There was a fucking like a divorce that finally went down, man.
With William F. Taft?
No. Jay-Z? Kris Jenner finally filed for a divorce from Bruce Jenner. Do you know who these people are, Paul?
Gay dudes?
Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner.
I'm kidding. I know. Kris Jenner's, the Kardashian mom.
Bruce Jenner was on the Wheaties box.
Yeah.
If there was a man.
And he was married to the Kardashian mom.
If there was, like, in 1977.
Kanye on Sway?
Yeah.
Did you hear about him yelling about people about fucking being in wheelchairs?
Yeah.
And he's like, get up! Get up! I want everyone in the crowd to stand up. They're like, he's in a wheelchair. He's like, never mind, you're crippled.
No, he made security walk over there and check.
Yeah,
sure
and they're like,
he's
crippled. He's like, never mind, you're crippled.
Anyway, yeah, and they got video of it everywhere. So
what I saw a fucking fake news thing that was like Kanye West scores 108 points on wheelchair basketball team.
You think he could be like the nail in the coffin of that divorce?
Who, Kanye?
Like, we just can't stand our son-in-law.
I think Bruce Jenner turned into a woman. I think it happened.
Bruce
like
Tina?
In 1977, there was no manlier man than Bruce Jenner. He was on the Wheaties box.
Yeah.
All right. He's like an athlete. Athlete okay. of all athletes.
What did he do?
Like, he ran for the Olympics.
Okay.
He was a runner. He was, yeah, Jace. Yeah. You almost fucking coke.
No, pinch poke.
So Bruce, I almost called him Prince Jenner. That's how much I thought of this guy in 1977.
Knight Bruce Jenner. Sir Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Banner turns into a monster and Bruce Jenner turns
into
a
woman. So he did it. Like when you start watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians, like he slowly turned into a woman.
He turns into a pussy when he gets mad.
Pussy.
So do you think this is what kind of happened?
He got that pussy leg.
He's shaving his legs.
Yeah.
He's turning into a woman.
Yeah. Shoving that cock right up in his asshole, hiding it.
And Kris Jenner just fucking left him.
Kris Jenner did?
Kris Jenner,
bitch.
She filed for divorce and it's final.
Fuck her.
She's unmarried now. Hit me with your other news.
All right, hold on a second. Let me bring it up.
I just wanted to talk about how Bruce Jenner was a woman now.
Is that real?
It is, yeah.
That's
no.
insane.
I don't know if he's a transgender officially.
All right, yeah, it might not be post-op.
But he's probably at least for LGBT rights.
Yeah, fair enough.
I just watched that one Robin Williams movie about something about GARP or something.
Uh-huh.
And John Lithgow.
What's he did, Gilbert Grape?
John
Is that Leonardo DiCaprio?
Wow, that's what I thought too. I was like, that fat lady?
John Lithgow.
He gets burned in the house?
Played a pro football player who was a transgender. I don't want to play football. I want to be a woman.
He's a transgender football player?
Yeah, John Lithgow.
John Lithgow?
Yeah.
Okay, from 30 Rock, from The Sun, yeah. John Lithgow.
That's wild.
What did we say earlier? Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, he
did you say that on accident?
No.
Anyway.
He died on the Titanic. Yeah. We all know.
Good, hit me up.
Woman gives bear CPR on outrageous 911 airing September 24th on TLC.
She gives a bear CPR?
So she thought, Sean asked.
What was she doing?
Some people will do anything to save the life of an injured animal. Like the woman who found an injured bear near her home and gave it CPR.
Uh-huh.
However, it didn't turn out like she hoped or expected, as the clip from Outrageous 911, a new series debuting September 24th. I feel like this might be...
this is like a commercial for a show.
Yeah.
So what's this show, though? Outrageous 911, what's this show about? Go ahead, tell me.
Hold on. I'm clicking.
It sounds interesting.
No, I'm clicking it right now. Hold on.
This is going to premiere.
I'll give you the deets in a second.
Uh-huh. So anyway, she's giving CPR to a bear on a 911 call, and we're going to listen to it and find out what she actually did.
Yeah, I guess we are.
You have the 911 call?
Yeah.
Introducing Nexium 24-hour. Finally.
That sounds like a commercial for Nexium.
No, go ahead.
It's so hard to get a hold of 911 nowadays. You have to sit through an ad. You can't skip it.
What?
Just to get a hold of the dispatch.
911?
Here you go.
On July 28th in Lansing, Michigan, 18-year-old Jake Ellenthal is bored and looking for a way to liven up his night.
911. Yeah, I just seen a murder.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I just witnessed a murder.
Just witnessed a murder?
Yes, sir.
Anytime we get a call where there is someone who's reporting a homicide or even an attempted homicide, those are probably some of the most critical calls that we can go on. There is a dip.
What?
I don't think this is about a bear. I think this is about the 911 show that you're talking about, that you want to listen to. So here you go, Sean.
The information that we have to acquire right away.
This guy's, it's a 911 show. It's Outrageous 911. Premiered on TLC.
Do you remember Rescue 911?
No.
Where some dude's like trapped under a rock and he was like, I had to fucking gnaw my own arm off and then climb to safety and then I found a payphone and called 911 and then they saved me.
Is that the show with Dennis Leary?
No. Sure was.
All right. It was a reality show?
Kinda. But it was always reenacted. And they had the 911 phone call, but then they would shoot people being in the fucked up situations the person was in.
Did you hear the woman that quit her job by saying fuck it?
Yeah, she's about to start a dispensary.
And she's already the president of the legalization of marijuana club in Alaska. Did you see this, Bobby?
No, I saw the people at Chipotle.
She drops the mic, dude.
Fuck you guys.
What?
The whole Chipotle. It was a couple weeks
ago. Oh, yeah. They fucking put like a sign on the door by saying,
yeah, like, we all quit. Like, the whole store.
Because of her?
Once. No, not because of her.
Oh, I was like, they were she really started a revolution.
They put up a fucking note on the door that was just like, we're tired of 60-hour work
weeks. Yeah, they're like slave weeks.
Conversation and put it on there.
Yeah, I follow Mike Euler's fucking Facebook, so I know that he is also raped by Chipotle.
I got this woman. They found out she was running. She was going to be fired anyway, because they found out she was running the legalization of marijuana campaign and fucking... Alaska, but then they made the mistake of letting her on TV for a final time.
Owner of the Alaska Cannabis Club will be dedicating all of my energy toward fighting for freedom and fairness, which begins with legalizing marijuana here in Alaska. And as for this job, well, not that I have a choice, but I quit.
And then the person afterwards.
We apologize for that.
We apologize for that.
We'll be right back.
No need to apologize.
Pardon for us. Meanwhile, the vote yes on the campaign held a fundraiser last night. Which
she didn't handle that very well. She was like,
top
show. She was like, we apologize for that. Silence. We'll be right back. Pardon us. And it starts saying a news story again.
Like, all confused where to go next.
She probably had like six people yelling in her ear, like, oh my god, the bitch just said fuck it. What would you do, Paul, if you were going to quit on television?
I mean, that's basically what I would
do. Well, they were going to fire her.
I did that at
anyway.
A job. I was like, tell the boss she's a cunt and I'm quitting today.
She was already going to be fired. She's already going to be fired.
She did the same thing I did, except
what's up?
Minus calling someone a cunt.
You called someone a cunt?
Yeah, my old boss at Dollar Tree, because she was a cunt.
Yeah.
I was at least honest with her.
Anyway. That was
it's
a good
the lousy
day.
Brother me made
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it really was.
Cunts for all.
Cunts for everybody.
Let's have a good cunt.
Yeah.
What?
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.